Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Christopher Hall Show. I'm excited to welcome from Dr. Christopher Hall, Nobel Prize nominated doctor. Also, he is an author and nationally syndicated radio host. Dr. Hall, what's going on? Thank you for your service. And this COVID-19 thing, as we remember, and this is what people need to remember, when it was hit China, the first person to start to build coverage and be a guest on certain shows about COVID before he came to the United States was Dr. Hall. Dr. Hall, what has happened past this entire time where we are right now? It's amazing.
Yes, good afternoon. And it's great to, again, talk about this topic. And so I'm very excited. But, you know, I think that we have a way that is emerging for the entire United States to develop herd immunity and also to have this virus under control. And I'm going to propose that route here. But I've got some very interesting data coming from different parts of the world. The United Kingdom is one, and then the other place is Israel. The Ministry of Health in Israel, they've just published some bombshell studies, and I think it's very important for the American public to know this.
I'm excited. Let's hear.
Okay, so I think the first thing we need to establish is that those countries or states who have vaccinated their population the most probably have, and they definitely do, have the most data on the Delta virus and also on COVID and things like percentages of hospitalization and death. So a place like Israel, where 86% of the population is vaccinated with at least two doses, probably has a good data to study about this pandemic. Now, again, the United Kingdom is another place to study. But what we would find is that the United States has not vaccinated enough people to publish data that would be reliable in regards to the Delta virus and in regards to a significant amount of treatment. And so we have to establish that first. Listeners have to understand that first, that places like Israel, who vaccinated the majority of their population, have really good data. And so that's why the United States depends on that data coming out of Israel and also data coming out of the United Kingdom.
Okay.
Okay, no problem. So in my hand here, I have what's called the, it's from the Public Health England, and it's called the SARS-CoV-2 variant of concern and variants under investigation in England. And this is technical briefing number 21. It's dated 20 August 2021. Now, I printed this out by typing it into Google or Yahoo. Anyone can print this data off the internet should you have questions about it. So this first study, England, what the main thing is that they tracked the number of the Delta cases over the last month or two, which came to 183,000 people who are positive for the Delta virus. Of that number, approximately 1,400 of them had to be hospitalized. Okay. And of the number of the people who died, let me give you the actual data here in my hand. I'm looking at it now. Of the people who died, there were 689 deaths from the Delta virus, and all of those people had had two shots. They were vaccinated with two shots, but they ended up catching COVID and died, 689. There was another group in the hospital. They were unvaccinated, and the death rate there, there were 389 deaths, and those people were unvaccinated. And so if you look at this study, what it shows you is that out of 189,000 people, some became sick, and most of the people who actually died were vaccinated. And so that's the number one point I want to make. And again, this can be printed off the internet by typing in just what I said. Okay. So let's look at another study. And the other study comes out of Israel, okay, where the Ministry of Health in Israel between the dates of July 1st and about July 30th, they measured the number of positive COVID cases that the government recorded, and those reported to the government, and that number came up to be 18,000.
Okay.
Now, of those 18,000 people, of the 18,000 people, 84% of those people were vaccinated with the Pfizer vaccine, two doses. So what this tells is that even though you're vaccinated, you can become infected with the COVID virus, okay? And those 18,000 are those people who are positive, were walking around in society who were vaccinated. They were walking around vaccinated thinking that they were not infected when they were infected. So they were passing the virus on to other people who were vaccinated and unvaccinated. So it just tells us that two doses of the Pfizer vaccine does not work for the Delta virus. And this, again, is data from the Ministry of Health, again, that anyone can get access to.
Okay. So what are we seeing from this, Dr. Hall, based on these different numbers and things that have come up? So the Israel study, what is that basically telling us? That basically this vaccine does not work with the Delta variant or new variants that are going to come up next at all.
Exactly. This vaccine, the Pfizer vaccine, does not work to stop transmission of the Delta variant. And this is verified by 18,000 positive tests in 1 month in Israel. And of that 18,000, 84% of those individuals were vaccinated with two doses, but they were able to get infected and they were able to pass the virus.
So why are people then saying, okay, that's fine, but if you do take the vaccine, you'll have less hospitalization and death?
That is an observation made after giving the vaccine to millions of people. That's an observation that came up, and I don't know if that observation is true. It's certainly not true in the United Kingdom with the data I just shared with you, how the UK had all those patients. They followed them, 170,000 of them. And of the deaths from all of those patients, the majority of the deaths, those people were vaccinated. That was the 689 number I said. They were vaccinated deaths at 689. The unvaccinated deaths were 389. So the England data shows us that people with the vaccine have a higher chance of dying from COVID. That's what that data shows out the briefing, out of the technical briefing paper that can be looked at by anyone on the internet.
Okay, so what are you seeing in the hospitals yourself? Are you seeing a lot that are vaccinated that end up having COVID?
Well, I would be honest with you. People cannot, when people come to the hospital, it's hard for them to verify if they're vaccinated or not. Some of them don't have their cards. They weren't vaccinated at the hospital. So, you know, we take it as word of mouth if the patient tells us yes or no. So I would not go based on a yes or no. So I can't give you a percentage. But this is an important point of all this. With those two studies, okay, studies showing that vaccinated people have a higher death rate than unvaccinated in the United Kingdom.
So the two studies.
Okay, so. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I'm listening.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead with the two studies.
Hello?
Go with the two studies.
Sure.
Please. Okay.
Go. Okay, so quickly. All right, summarize two studies. Number one, out of the United Kingdom, 170,000 patients. Of that number, about 1,500 ended up in the hospitalized. And of that number, about 1,500 more ended up dying, okay? A large number of people who died were vaccinated with two doses of Pfizer. Number one study, that's a summary. Number two, study out of Israel, 18,000 people who caught COVID between July 1 and July 30th. Large percent of those people, 84% of those people were vaccinated. Study number two, summarized. Okay, so way to herd immunity and us eradicating the virus from the United States, early treatment with monoclonal IV antibodies, ivermectin, hydrochloroquine, prednisone. Again, this has been verified by MyFreeDoctor.com through the number of patients they've seen who they've done early treatment with. People like Joe Rogan recently, okay, who had early treatment. The difference is what? When you have early treatment, there's 2 or 3 days of illness and you're done, okay? If you have the vaccine, you get sick, you end up in the hospital. It's not 2 or 3 days, it's 14 to 16 days. And then it's thousands of dollars. One last point. Early treatment allows your immune system to develop antibodies, which recent study out of Tel Aviv, people with natural immunity, what, 13 to 14 times stronger than the vaccine. Okay. Again, knowledge that's all on the internet that anyone can look up. So early treatment allows you to develop basically antibodies, natural immunity, which lasts a lot longer and been shown to be 13 times stronger. So you don't need 2 or 3 doses. You don't need boosters. Like now we're getting boosters every 6 months. And they're not even sure who they can get boosters to. We have a simple solution, early treatment, monoclonal antibodies with Regeneron. We've got ivermectin, which there's 61 published studies showing the safety of this drug. It's a drug that actually has won a Nobel Prize and it's FDA approved. So that's all I can say.
Well, Chris, you have good ideas, and we'll definitely touch base next week to talk more about COVID and also Dr. Christopher Hall with some major celebrities. So take care, Chris.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
All right. That was Dr. Christopher Hall Show, guys. Take care.